Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. My guests today are two very special people. It's extraordinary to have them in the studio. They are guests, artists, and teachers at City Ballet of Wilmington at the moment, passing on the Russian classical ballet tradition and Vaganova technique. Nina Danilova is here, as is Raphael Gregorian. Thank you so much for coming today. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Please, first of all, tell our listeners about your training and your work in the USSR before you came here.
Yes, please. Lady first. What would you like to know?
Yes, Nina, you were telling me before we came on the air about how young you were when you started training at the Kirov.
Yeah, I was 10 years old where my mom put me in a Vaganova school. And she did it because if she don't know what to do with me, I'm dance everywhere in the street, in any little room or big room. And that's what she decided to put me in a school. And that's just my journey as a start. And it was long journey for be a classical dancer at 9 years. Is go every single day, starting 8:30 and finished sometimes 11 o'clock, because if little kids was involved for performance for Kirov Ballet, it means we come home by 11 in the night, because the performance started in 8 years in the evening.
Yes.
And finished 11 in the night. Yes.
For
and
children,
that's
my
what
goodness.
Our journey was.
Yes.
And after that, I was choosing to be a dancer for Kirov Ballet. And spent my 6 years with Kirov Ballet. And as a young dancer who has to work every single day as a dance with corps de ballet, I was choosing very fast to start to dance solo pieces. And it is not satisfied me at all. And after 6 years to be in a Kirov Ballet company, Moiseev, Igor Moiseev, started a new company in Moscow, and he invited me to Moscow, and I said goodbye to Kirov Ballet and came to Moscow and started to do my journey in a Moscow classical ballet, where I was a principal dancer for 20 years more.
Oh, my. If you would like to hear more details about the training of Nina and Raphael, I would encourage you to go to cityballetofwilmington.org. There's wonderful information on the website. We'll just kind of touch on things briefly. Raphael, a little bit about your training.
Okay, my training starts same in early ages, but start from music, from learning music, piano lessons, from where it was combination. My study was combination playing on piano and dancing same time. And dance prevail. It's not means that I don't love music. I adore the music. I think if no music, no ballet, in my opinion. But I start in the town I born, Baku. It's capital of Republic Azerbaijan, former Soviet, now it's independent country. But my first teacher was student of Vaganova, Chernikova Nadezhda Ivanovna. She was studying in Kirov Ballet with Vaganova. And both my teachers was students of Kirov Ballet Academy previously. Every vacation, I mean, when we have winter vacation, summer vacation, fly to Leningrad and take classes there. In my 2 years before graduation from Baku Ballet School, I take classes with in Kirov Ballet with Alexander Ivanovich Pushkin. And which was very, I don't know how, it probably reflect all what, it's kind of like finalized of my education in previous years. And I graduated in Baku Ballet School, where I danced Peasant Party during graduation from Giselle. And my beginning of company was very, very lucky. We have traveling dancers from Paris Opera, Yvette Chauveret, principal dancer, and Maurice Liepa from, he was at this point young principal of Belcher Ballet. They danced principal part in Giselle, and I was choosing, I was 18 years old. It was 1 month I worked in the company, and I was choosing to dance Peasant Pas de Deux with the stars.
Oh,
how
my.
I danced, I don't remember, because I was just shaking person.
I'm sure.
Just for shaking. But everyone said that, you know, you did pretty good, especially my teacher.
Oh, good.
And it was like, you know, I absolutely agree with Nina. Our journey was very, very tough for young people. But, you know, it's make when I look to Nina, I look to myself, and it's helped us to be young, to be still loving what we do, because it was good type of discipline. Because without discipline, learning ballet give a lot of attention to work you're doing, trying to do best you can. Not just fun. It's very enjoyable fun. It's very educational fun, which sometimes maybe it's not good. When I said for my students here, I said, you know, don't make me not like word fun, because fun has different views. When you're vacationing, it's fun too, but when you're working, it's absolutely another way to have fun.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Rafael Gregorian, also Nina Danilova, guest artists and teachers at City Ballet of Wilmington, passing on their love for and respect of the Russian classical ballet tradition and Vaganova technique. I want to send you again to the website. You can go to cityballetofwilmington.org and read more details about their stellar careers. They came here in the early 1990s when the Soviet Union collapsed in what we now know it as Russia, of course, and other countries like Azerbaijan, where you were born, Rafael. Let's talk a little bit now about, if you can, for our listeners who may not know much about ballet, what is distinctive about Vaganova technique and about Russian ballet?
Yeah, the Vaganova technique is a technique which one allowed to dance not only by legs, to have a technique of legs. It is a technique which one needs to dance whole your body, starting hands, arms, nose, ears, neck, whole body must be moved together with music. It's not rhythmical music, which one is very much American people love it. And me too. Yeah. But the classical ballet, it's based for melody of music. It means the dancing needs to show dance with continuation of melody of music. The rhythm, it is as a walking point, is a point of rhythm, but not any melody, which one you have to explain, like song, which one is very long. Something you have the inside, the feeling of that, not a rhythmical energy, not only, let's say, it's supposed to be, right? But this is very difficult to teach kids because they are impatient and they want it to move.
Yes.
And to show them your love for music, which one is classical music, which one is have a lot of inside. It's not only outside. You have to go deeper inside. You have to diving more deeper to see how beautiful underneath sea is. And that's what is ballet. It is not rhythm. It is art. It is a creation. And each moment you do step, you have to create something for yourself. If you have this no imagination, it's not will be classical ballet and no Vaganova training.
Very eloquent. We only have about a minute and a half left. Can you just tell us what age children you'll be working with and what you plan to do at City Ballet while you're here?
I so far have a little bit like teenagers, young teenagers, and I hope I will be have Nina have a little bit younger people.
Yeah, they are beautiful. Right. This is school and this is guy. So it's Andre and Alex.
Yes.
They rescue us. And and I very like to see this environment and work with these kids. They are so disciplined. They're so quiet. They come to and their eyes is bigger than mine.
Yes, very.
And they are ready to learn something. It is very
and it's
inspiring.
Yes, we just talked yesterday after first class with Nina. Nina came and I said, did you see? I said, yes, enjoy. Andre said that it's probably North Carolina air, but I don't believe only. I think North Carolina, is, especially Wilmington, very lucky to have Andrea Hill and Alex.
They have a huge,
these young people lucky, lucky to have people and teacher like Andrea at this point. And I think students, well, which we saw in classes, very, very understand and appreciate that. Vera, yes. Not just because we are guest teachers, and that we honestly, when we said, Andrea, from how, and I know it's short time, it's 3 years, yes, Andrea, it's amazing, amazing, and Wilmington, very, very lucky town, city and to have them.
Andrea is so talented choreographer, oh my God. Mm. And then together with music, which one is Alex to help to do it together? It is a performances. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I'm always enjoying it and think, this is little company. They have a so big things to watch
offer,
this. And
yes.
Mm-hmm.
You've been hearing from Nina Danilova and Raphael Gregorian, guest artists and teachers at City Ballet of Wilmington. We have much more we could say, but let me encourage you one more time to go to the website, cityballetofwilmington.org. It's lovely to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.